What happens when everything you believed about the people you love turns out to be a lie? One evening in colonial Salem, a young man kisses his wife goodbye and walks into the forest for a mysterious errand that cannot wait until morning. By dawn, he returns physically unharmed, but spiritually shattered, unable to look his neighbors in the eye or embrace his own wife. Nathaniel Hawthorne's Young Goodman Brown tells this deceptively simple story in fewer than 5,000 words, yet its psychological depth continues to unsettle readers nearly two centuries later. Stephen King credits it as a primary influence on his exploration of small-town darkness. The tale forces us to confront an uncomfortable question: is evil something we discover in others or something we project from within ourselves? Hawthorne wrote this story while wrestling with a dark family secret. His great-great-grandfather, Judge John Hawthorne, presided over the Salem witch trials of 1692, condemning innocent people to death without ever expressing remorse. This legacy haunted Hawthorne so deeply that he altered his surname, adding a W to distance himself from his ancestors' crimes. In the story, young Goodman Brown discovers similar horrors about his own lineage. His grandfather had lashed the Quaker woman so smartly through the streets of Salem, while his father participated in violence against indigenous peoples. These revelations mirror Hawthorne's own burden of inherited guilt. The forest journey becomes a metaphor for confronting the sins of previous generations, a theme that resonates today as we reckon with our own complicated histories. How do we reconcile love for our families with knowledge of their moral failures? Hawthorne suggests that denial leads to naivete, but cynicism leads to isolation. Neither response allows for genuine human connection. The story begins innocently enough. Brown bids farewell to his wife, Faith, whose pink ribbons symbolize innocence and purity, promising to return by sunrise. But as he enters the forest, reality itself begins to shift. The woods become a character, dark, primeval, threatening, representing both the untamed American wilderness and the unexplored territories of the human psyche. Brown meets a mysterious companion who bears considerable resemblance to himself, but older, carrying a staff shaped like a serpent. This figure claims to have known Brown's father and grandfather, even helping them commit acts of cruelty. The journey culminates in a witch meeting deep in the forest, where Brown discovers Salem's most respected citizens, ministers, deacons, even his own faith, gathered in unholy communion. The dark figure declares, "Evil is the nature of mankind." When Brown cries out for Faith to resist, he suddenly finds himself alone, unsure whether the entire experience was real or imagined. This deliberate ambiguity forms the story's psychological core, leaving readers as uncertain as Brown himself about what actually happened that night. Hawthorne's narrative technique brilliantly manipulates certainty. The story opens with clear statements. Young Goodman Brown came forth at sunset into the street of Salem Village, but shifts to hedged observations once Brown enters the forest. What he thought he saw becomes indistinguishable from reality. The narrator alternates between definitive and qualified perceptions. He could have sworn, it appeared to him, he fancied. Consider the pivotal pink ribbon fluttering from the trees, physical evidence of Faith's presence, yet her actual participation remains unconfirmed. Upon Brown's return, everyone appears unchanged. The minister preaches eloquently, Goody Cloyce teaches catechism. Did the nocturnal gathering occur, or was it hallucination? Hawthorne refuses to answer, forcing readers into Brown's temptation, judging others on suspicion rather than evidence. This narrative sleight of hand transforms a simple tale into profound meditation on perception and projection. Our willingness to believe the worst about Salem's residents without proof mirrors Brown's own failure of faith. Brown's psychological unraveling reveals the fragility of moral absolutism. Initially, he declares with naive confidence, "We are a people of prayer and good works to boot, and abide no such wickedness." This certainty reflects the Puritan belief that virtue could be identified by visible behavior. But when he discovers his idealized ancestors participated in violence, his worldview fractures. Unable to integrate moral complexity, he swings from seeing only good to seeing only evil, a dramatic shift exposing how shallow his convictions were. Upon returning to Salem, Brown becomes a stern, a sad, a darkly meditative, a distrustful, if not a desperate man. When the minister preaches eloquently, Brown turns away. When Faith approaches with her pink ribbons, he shrinks from her embrace. His inability to trust others reflects a deeper inability to accept the shadow aspects of his own personality. By projecting all evil outward, he creates a psychological prison from which he never escapes. He dies gloomily, with no hopeful verse upon his tombstone. The true tragedy isn't what Brown witnessed in the forest, it's his response. Rather than developing mature understanding that accommodates human imperfection, he withdraws into permanent suspicion and isolation. Hawthorne exposes social hypocrisy through Salem Village, a community that would later host the infamous witch trials. The respected figures Brown encounters in the forest, ministers, deacons, the governor, represent the community's power structure. Their presence at the unholy gathering reveals that those enforcing moral standards may privately violate them. Yet when Brown returns, life continues unchanged. The community functions through collective denial, maintaining social cohesion by refusing to acknowledge its shadow aspects. Brown's tragedy stems from his inability to participate in this social contract after glimpsing its falsehood. Unable to accept human complexity and continue despite it, he becomes a perpetual outsider. This critique resonated in Hawthorne's America, built on rhetoric of freedom and equality while practicing slavery and indigenous displacement. By forcing readers to confront these contradictions, Hawthorne challenged the national mythology of moral exceptionalism that persists today. Young Goodman Brown remains disturbingly relevant in our polarized age, where moral certainty often trumps compassionate understanding. His journey into that liminal space between civilization and wilderness, consciousness and unconsciousness, serves as a powerful metaphor for confronting our shadows. The story's central ambiguity speaks directly to our post-truth moment. When Brown returns, unable to distinguish appearance from actuality, he prefigures our contemporary crisis, where shared facts have given way to competing narratives. His isolation amid community mirrors our experience of digital connection without genuine intimacy. Hawthorne's deliberate ambiguity forces us to sit with uncertainty and recognize complexity in ourselves and others. When Brown cries, "My faith is gone," in the forest's darkness, he speaks for anyone who has experienced the collapse of certainty. His tragedy lies not in this loss, but in his response, his inability to build something new from the ruins of his former beliefs. The forest still calls at sunset, inviting us to confront uncomfortable truths. The question isn't whether we'll take that walk, but whether we'll return with wisdom or cynicism, with compassionate understanding or permanent suspicion. Choose wisely. Your entire life depends on it.